Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't fight it. No, no more. Got a story, and it's time to tell. 'Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
And welcome again to another Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We give God praise and honor and glory. We thank God for you tuning in tonight. We certainly thank God for his presence. We're going to go ahead and go before the throne of grace in prayer tonight. The Lord has placed a message for this season in our hearts and spirits, which we are looking forward to share with you. We want to first begin also, too, by thanking our sponsors, Pastors Stephen and Ann Butterfield, along with our Covenant Fellowship Church, Light of the World Christian Tabernacle, under the direction and leadership of none other than Archbishop Ruth W. Smith. We give God praise and honor and glory for them. As we go to the throne of grace, we're going to ask if everyone will just bow their heads and join with us in prayer as we begin tonight. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your presence with us, Lord. We thank you that your word tells us, Lord, that you never leave us nor forsake us, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to be in your service, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, that you've deposited your spirit and your anointing, your power on the inside of us, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that, Lord, we go be able to go forth and share your word, Lord God, with the masses, Heavenly Father. Thank you for those that have tuned in tonight, Lord God. We ask your blessings upon them, upon their families, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We pray that if there be any needs amongst our a listening audience, Lord God, help needs that people need to be healed, any sicknesses that need to be made whole, any houses, Lord God, that may lack your provision. Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that your will be done in this earth and all over this earth as it is done in heaven, Father God. We will be certain, Lord God, to give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. And we thank you, Lord God, for this time of study in your word. Now may your word go forth, Lord God, and may it not return void, but may it accomplish, Heavenly Father, that which it has been sent and purposed to accomplish. And we will be certain to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, praise God. Tonight we are going to, Pastor Jasper and I, share the word of God with you jointly. And as I mentioned, it is a word for this season. So praise God. We're going to go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and turn the mic over to Pastor Jasper for our introduction. Pastor Jay.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Constance. Thank you for that introduction, for that prayer there. Amen.
Amen.
God be all honor and glory. And we thank God for this day and this season that we are in.
Yes.
And it's a mighty season. God doing a mighty great thing in people's lives and in ministry and throughout the church and throughout the body of Christ. And we continue on that for this day. Our God is great no matter what. You know, and you thank God, we serve a mighty God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. On this day, we want to share with you the word of God, if we may. Amen.
Yes.
And as a subject, a topic for this, it should be called the true joy of Christmas. The true joy of Christmas. Amen.
Amen.
You know, Christmas, as a child coming up, different things, we share gifts and family and loved ones coming over and visiting and so forth. And we go and travel and do different things we do for this season. Amen. Have some time off. Some of our blessed had time off to do different things with our family, friends, and loved ones. So different events going on, different things happening during this season. But Jesus needs to remember, Jesus is the reason for this season. Throughout God's word, throughout God's prophetic word, throughout supernatural, miraculous birth of our Lord and Savior, it's a great thing that God did in the earth and in our lives, amen. And God made it possible. Without this, we'd be totally lost without hope in the world, or hope in anything, because we'd be lost and down on the way to hell. But thank God for His grace and His mercy, and God have a greater plan than we can ever think of, than we can ever imagine. Amen.
Amen.
So we're gonna share that tonight about the true joy of Christmas. Amen.
Amen.
It's a introduction. It's a joy like no other. Amen. It's a joy unspeakable and full of God's glory. Amen.
Yes.
It's a joy of God enduring mercy. Praise God. It's a joy that a blessed assurance. Amen. It's a joy that produces an enduring faith. Amen. It's a joy based on a right relationship with God. Amen. It's a joy in a personal relationship with Jesus the Christ, the Son of God. Amen.
Amen.
So it's about all those joys of life, joy in Christ. Amen. Joy in our salvation through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We see Him as your Lord and Savior today, and you shall receive that joy that you're talking about, unspeakable and full of God's glory. That joy that God promised to us over 2,000 years ago through a miraculous birth, that joy is still available to you today. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. But the Son or person of God, He's a son of a living God. He's a son of a loving God. Amen?
Amen.
We're talking about Christmas today. Christmas is the true joy of Christmas, the true joy of Christmas. Amen?
Amen.
And Christmas is a joy because of many things. One thing is Christmas is a joy because it's a birth of hope. It's a birth of hope. Amen.
Amen.
And Pastor Collins will tell you about that birth of hope. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. A birth of hope. Pastor Jasper, who mentioned that, and he talked about that joy. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the joy that came as a result of the virgin birth and the holy divine conception of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because this was a divine joy.
Yes.
this joy came forth like no other joy that has ever been in history, in the history of the world.
Amen.
We're going to first begin talking about the virgin birth. And the virgin birth was foretold even in the Old Testament. If you look back as far as in Genesis, mm-hmm. in the book of Genesis, if you turn to Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, Genesis is credited to Moses as Moses being the author of the book of Genesis. And it was written somewhere between the 6th and 5th century B.C. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to share with you the relevancy of the dates and the time frame so that you will see that even long before the actual birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Bible foretold of his coming.
Amen.
In Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, Genesis 3, verse 15, and the Lord God was speaking, and this is after the sin came forth from Adam and Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And God was pronouncing punishment
mm-hmm.
upon them. And the Lord God said unto the woman, "What is this that thou hast done?" And the woman said, "The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat." That's verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Lord responded. And verse 14, and I'm going to continue to verse 15. And the word of God says, "And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and the dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life." Now listen closely to verse 15. And it says, "And I will put enmity
mm-hmm.
between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed." Well, the seed that the Lord was speaking about was the forthcoming birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It says, "And I will put enmity between her, thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head,
mm-hmm.
and thou shalt bruise his heel." God is speaking of the forthcoming birth of the Savior. Turn with me again to the book of Isaiah. We're talking about the Old Testament declaration to the virgin birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 7, verse 14, and it reads, "Therefore the Lord himself," God himself,
mm-hmm.
"shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Now, for the sake of a reference and a time frame, The book of Isaiah was written between 740 and 686 BC. But God again proclaimed the virgin birth. Another Old Testament account of the virgin birth is in the book of Jeremiah. Turn with me, if you will, to Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 22. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 22. And the book of Jeremiah chapter 31 reads, "How long wilt thou go about, O thou backslidden daughter? For the Lord hath created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall compass a man." Speaking again of the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. "A woman shall compass a man." Then, of course, regarding the virgin birth, now mind you, from the time of the closing of the Old Testament to the opening of the New Testament, it was right at about 400 years of silence of God not speaking. Yet, in the book of Matthew, then the virgin birth that was foretold in the Old Testament was manifested in the New Testament, praise God. If you will turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 20. As a matter of fact, I'm going to start with verse 18. And it says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary espoused to Joseph, before they came together, they had not been intimate. They had not come together. She was found with child of the Holy Ghost." So Jesus Christ was conceived by the Holy Ghost Spirit of Almighty God. Amen. "Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost." So the angel himself, excuse me, came to Mary and later came to Joseph and confirmed. So if there was any doubt, because back then, if a woman was found to be pregnant and she was not married, that was a death sentence for that woman. They would actually stone her. So Joseph and Mary were engaged. They were espoused at the time. And he did not want to make her a public example. He did not want to cause her to go to be able to be ostracized and criticized and persecuted by the public. So we just read in the books of Genesis and Isaiah and Jeremiah of the Old Testament forthcoming birth of Jesus Christ, announcement of the forthcoming birth of Jesus Christ. And it says, now all this was done. Hear what the word is saying. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet. And they're talking about the prophet Isaiah, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child, and she shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. Again, the identical scripture that we just read in the Old Testament, which being interpreted, God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and he knew her not until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That was the account in the book of Matthew. We're talking tonight about the virgin birth of Jesus Christ and the true joy of Christmas. Turn with me to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. Luke chapter 1, verse 35. This is a joy like no other, my brothers and sisters. Oh, my God. When you just think a little bit about the virgin birth, and the meaning behind, as God saw fit to come and dwell amongst us, a perfect God mirrored himself in imperfection to be able to save our souls. He came down amongst us through a virgin birth and came down and thought it not robbery to dwell amongst us so that we would have the opportunity to be saved from our sins. Oh, what a love.
Yes.
And oh, what a joy. Though John, he said it like no other scripture, in that familiar scripture of John 3:16 that says, for God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. What a God. Oh, what a God. What a God and what a Savior. Hallelujah. We thank God for Jesus tonight. Turn with me, as I said, to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. And again, we're talking about the virgin birth, and it reads, and the angel answered and said unto her, let me back up just a bit. It says, then said Mary unto the angel. Now, this is a conversation, because Gabriel, the angel, had come to Mary, and he had told her that it says in verse 30, and the angel said unto Mary, fear not. For God, thou hast found favor with God. Mary was a young girl at this time. She was not, according to history, she was in her early teens when this occurred. So can you imagine? Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine her going along day to day, and then one day, an angel appears before her and says, hail Mary, fear not, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus, and he shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Remember also, just for the sake of a bit of history, Jesus, because Joseph was a part of the heritage of King David, Jesus also, it says here, that he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Jesus Christ himself was a part of that lineage. And it says, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Even to this day, of his kingdom there is no end. Praise God. We're living in the 21st century, and he still reigns. The Lord Jesus Christ still reigns. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing that I know not a man? And the angel answered, and here we have again another confirmation that this conception was a divine conception of the Holy Ghost Spirit of Almighty God. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called what? The Son of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth shall have also conceived her son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. So Elizabeth, which was the cousin of Mary, had also conceived in her old age. And she had conceived who would, she would bring forth, which would be John the Baptist, who John went forth to foretell also too of the coming Christ. He was born at the time. Look at the pattern of God. Look at the plan of God. Oh, God, he is such an awesome God. Amen. He had John to come forth and lay the pathway for the coming Christ, to prepare the way for the coming Christ. And as we talked about, Pastor Jay talked about joy, look down into verse 44. Of that same chapter where it says, for lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, this is Elizabeth speaking, the babe leaped in my womb, and he leaped for what? He leaped for joy. Oh my God, what a powerful and awesome time this must have been, that even the babies, even the babies. Now remember, these two women were pregnant at the time. Remember, they had conceived, and that, but they had not brought forth their babies. But yet the power of God was so strong with Mary, and knowing also too that Elizabeth knew that she was carrying the Savior of the world, that she was carrying the Son of the Living God, her baby, and even her baby, John the Baptist. He leaped in the womb with joy from the even in the salutation and the presence of God and the presence of Mary. Oh my God, what a powerful time this must have been. What a powerful time this must have been. Praise God. Turn with me also to the book of John. We're talking about, again, the virgin birth. The virgin birth and the joy of Christmas. The time and the joy of Christmas. Praise God. Jesus is the reason for the season. This past week, Bishop Kevin Jones at our church, he ministered on "It's All About Jesus." Well, that's what this season is. It's not about anything else but Jesus. Don't let someone tell you and teach your children, it's not about Santa Claus. It's not about Rudolph. It's not about Frosty the Snowman. This season is all about Jesus Christ and Him coming down in the God in the form of Jesus Christ coming to this earth so that we would have a propitiation for our sins, so that we would not have to die. But He took upon Himself, God came in the midst of flesh, in flesh, lived on this earth, was died, was crucified, and then was resurrected so that we have the opportunity for eternal life and salvation in Him. This is all about Christ. This season, Jesus is the reason for this season, praise God. He is the true joy of Christmas.
Amen.
The true joy of Christmas. Let's turn. We were at John 1 and 14. Praise God. John, St. John, chapter 1 and verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
It says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." The Word is Jesus Christ. And if you notice, you read, we're reading from the King James Version, that word is capitalized. And it's capitalized because Word is speaking of Jesus Christ, who was God made flesh and came and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. So with that, please keep in mind that this was not just a normal birth, by no means. This was a divine conception and a divine appointment for a season and a time like no other, praise God. We thank God and give God praise for His Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Keep in mind that Jesus is the true joy of Christmas, and He is the true reason for this season. I'm going to turn the mic back over to Pastor Jay, praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Be all the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for that word. Pastor Constance, thank God for that word.
God.
The miraculous birth of Jesus Christ, yes, it is the true joy.
Yes, it is.
Of Christmas, the true
That's
joy.
The true
of Christmas.
Joy of Christmas.
And sometimes we need to be reminded of that word in our life, reminded of what the season is all about. Sometimes you get lost in the shelter sometimes, but God wants us to know that He's still about the true joy of Christmas. That's the beginning, that's the ending. Christ is the beginning and the end. He's Alpha and Omega. So it begins with Him and ends with Him. Amen?
Amen.
We can continue on that as well. The true joy of Christmas is a celebration of life. Amen?
Yes.
It's a celebration of life. When Christ was born, the scene was a celebration going on with the angel, with the people, with the shepherd. It was a celebration of that prophetic word coming to pass. Amen? And then we see and realize what was happening. Amen? And God was guiding through the word. He was guiding through the star. He was guiding through different means. He would make sure they knew that this was the Savior. Amen. Mary and Joseph had no room in the inn. They was moved to a stable. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. God was telling the shepherd that you go find this child is gonna be wrapped up in the manger.
Yes.
Swaddled and clothed in the manger. Amen.
Yes.
And got identity of who he was and where he was located, what he was all about. It was in Bethlehem. Amen.
Amen.
The city of David.
Amen.
And God promised in the Old Testament, God sent his son, the Messiah, to be born. Jesus is the Messiah. Amen. Jesus is the Messiah. There's no other. Jesus is the Messiah, Yeshua, to be born. Jesus is the Messiah. God promised it. He has come to give life, forgiveness, and reconciliation to mankind. Amen. Through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is our mediator.
Yes.
Amen. He's our Lord. He's our Savior.
Yes.
And God wants to understand, to know that there was what was going on. Turn to Luke chapter 2, verse 2:15. We can talk about the true joy of Christmas.
Amen.
The true joy of Christmas. Luke chapter 2, verse 15. Amen. We're talking about the true joy of Christmas. Sometimes you need to be reminded of what's going on, what this season is all about. You have fun. You have different things to share with one another, gifts, and they have to play loved one, and go visit family member, loved one, and pray for one another. That's all important. But remember the true joy of Christmas. Amen. What are we celebrating? We celebrate the life that God, through a virgin birth, miraculous birth, to a young woman they married. Amen.
Amen.
This is Luke chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to start in verse 15. I'm going to use the King James Version. Amen. King James Version. Chapter 2, verse 15.
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass.
But God's doing a miraculous thing here, and things coming to pass. He wants to know what's going on. He telling the people, the shepherd, why this magnificent thing that happened right before their very eyes. And then when they go tell the good news and go see the miraculous birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Okay.
Which the Lord hath made known unto us.
Yes.
And they came with haste. They didn't waste time. They came with haste. They hurried. And they found Mary and Joseph.
Amen.
And the babe lying in a manger.
Who lying in a manger?
The baby lying in a manger.
Amen.
And when they had seen it, they made known abroad.
Yes.
The saying which was told them concerning this child. In other words, they spread the news.
Yes.
And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. And remember again of the foretelling. Years and centuries before in the Old Testament. And this had been passed down from generation to generation.
Yes,
so there were those that were waiting with expectation of the coming birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And all they that heard it wondered. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
Mary, did you know?
And the shepherds returned.
Yes, she did.
Glorifying and praising. That
My
sounds
God.
Like
what?
Sounds
joining me?
Glorifying and praising.
Yes, Lord.
God.
My
for
God.
All the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them.
Amen. Hold on. Let me go to 13 for a minute. Let me go back to 13 for a moment. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host. What?
Praising
God. I mean, it was a joyful occasion.
Yes.
And even the angel was looking for this to come to pass. They were waiting for a long time. Amen. So there was a lot of rejoicing going on here. A lot of rejoicing. Amen. At the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes.
14.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest.
Yes.
And on earth, what?
Peace.
And goodwill toward men. So that was, there was a celebration going on here. Amen.
Yes.
Celebration of life to be bathed in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothing. My God.
Amen.
Amen. Flesh dwell among us. Amen.
Yes.
To God, verse 20. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God. Amen. There was a lot of rejoicing going on.
Oh, my God.
Man, I'm telling you, that joy for all things that they had heard and seen Go tell on the mountain. They ain't gonna tell more than the mountain. They're gonna tell on the hillside, everywhere they can go and tell it about this good news. Amen.
Yes.
They ain't keep their mouth shut. They would let people know about it. They didn't have Facebook at that time. They had no Instagram, amen. They didn't have no Twitter. They had none of those stuff going on. But they still went and told that word to the people to where they could go ahead and share that word. Amen.
Amen.
They were sharing that word. They had no Comcast at that time, no DTV, but they were sharing the word of God.
Yes.
Amen.
And spreading it.
Amen. What a celebration was going on here. Go tell the good news. Amen.
Yes.
And you tell the good news what Christ done in your life as well.
Amen.
You tell the good news. Share that news. For with God, all things shall be possible. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. All things shall be possible with God. Amen.
Amen.
Christmas is a joy because it assures us the availability of God. Amen.
Yes.
Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Yes.
God so loved the world that he gave.
Yes.
God so loved the world that he provided that supernatural birth of Jesus Christ to save us from our sins. Amen.
Yes.
For while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us, for you and I. Christ died for us.
He
became that sin for us. You may have everlasting life in and through him. Amen.
Yes. As you said, Pastor Dave, God made himself
available.
To us.
Yes, he did.
See, it was that the enemy thought that he had won when he convinced Adam and Eve to sin in the Garden of Eden, because he knew that sin separates man from God. But God had a plan.
God had a plan. Before the foundation of the world,
God had a plan. And that plan was to redemption, redemption of mankind through the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So he, in turn, made himself available.
Yes, Lord.
That which sin which separated us from our Lord, our God, we came back together again.
Yes.
And because that's what the scripture, as we quoted earlier in John 3:16, means.
Amen.
All you got to do is receive Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, as your Lord and Savior. And with that receiving of Christ,
my God,
automatically connects us back to our Heavenly Father, because he no longer sees us in our sinful nature as it was during with the Garden of Eden, but he sees us as being redeemed by the precious
blood
of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. When Jesus goes before us, there's a new level of fellowship in us. Amen.
Yes.
There's a new level of fellowship.
Yes.
There's an abiding place within.
Yes.
There's an obligation to tell what we have seen.
Amen.
And there's a power in our testimony in Christ Jesus. Amen. There's power in our testimony, power in your testimony.
Yes.
Amen. There is a true joy of Christmas, knowing receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Amen.
Yes.
It's not too late. Today is the day of salvation. It can happen right now, this very moment of time. Amen.
Amen.
Because the joy had came into the world. Amen. Joy in the name of a birth of a child named Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God. Our Savior, our Lord had come. Amen.
Amen.
The true joy of Christmas, our Savior had come through a supernatural birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Because they were prophesied 100,000 years beforehand.
Yes.
Now, over 2,000 years now, and it's still prevalent, it's still important, and still going on now.
Yes.
To the glory of God. Yes. God designed that thing to last.
Amen.
Amen. The everlasting redemption of mankind through Jesus Christ. You go to receive it, we see power to become sons of God. Amen.
Amen.
Power to be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Jesus is the Lamb of God. Amen. So the true meaning of Christmas, the true joy of Christmas is in a child. Supernatural born of a virgin named Mary. Mary, did you know? Yeah, Mary knew. She knew more than you think she knew. But Mary knew as a mother, as a been chosen by God to carry that birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to term. Amen.
Yes.
The true joy of Christmas.
Yes.
He's saying, Yeshua, a name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He got many names, but his one name is Savior of the world. Amen. Joy to the world, through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. What a Savior, what a story, what a truth to be reminded of for this season, the true joy of Christmas.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. There's also one last passage that I would like to share regarding this virgin's birth, this immaculate conception, this divine birth of our Savior. And it says here, and I'm reading from Dr. David Jeremiah, his commentary on the virgin birth of Christ. And it says, the doctrine of the virgin birth of Christ teaches that Jesus was divinely conceived in the Virgin Mary's womb by the Holy Spirit, thus bringing together his two natures, deity and humanity.
My God.
The virgin birth of Jesus is foretold in the Old Testament. The prophet Isaiah writes, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign.
Amen.
Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. The Hebrew word for virgin here is Alma, which means a woman who is pure and virtuous.
What now?
Pure and virtuous.
Virtuous. Amen.
See, she had to be a woman that was pure and virtuous and that had not been intimate with a man in order for the birth of Christ to be able to come forth in the Holy Spirit and the conception to be a divine conception that would take place, because God cannot connect himself with sin.
Amen.
So she was a pure and virtuous woman who, a pure and virtuous vessel,
amen,
who has not been intimate with a man.
Yeah.
The word appears only seven times, Alma, in seven times in Hebrew scripture, and in every appearance it refers to a chaste, unmarried woman, not just a girl, as some critics suggest. In the Greek, the word parthenos means exactly the same thing, a woman who has not known a man, a virgin. Now, keep in mind that back then, girls at the age of 12, they were considered to be women. Okay, and so here, and it says, in the New Testament, we discover that the virgin birth is fulfilled. The passage teaches that Jesus of heaven, the Son of God, was miraculously born through Mary without the agency of man, having been conceived by the Holy Spirit, so that Jesus Christ could literally be said to be the Son of God.
Amen.
Although he was already and forever the Son of God in heaven before he was born to Mary, even before he came to this earth. Jesus existed in heaven. Keep in mind that he existed in heaven even before he came to the earth and was born of Mary. There never was a time when Jesus was not, and there never will be a time when he ceases to be. He is the eternal, pre-existent Son of God. Because this is so, a special divine arrangement was required for him to enter into humanity. The miracle of the virgin birth of Christ.
Amen.
God allowed the eternal Son of God to be implanted in the temporal womb of Mary, and she carried the seed of the external Son of God for a nine-month term until he was born into human flesh. Think about that. She carrying God himself, God incarnate, in baby Jesus Christ, 9 months. Oh, my God. Despite these incredible circumstances, Mary was still human, and she loved Jesus, as all good, godly mothers do, willing to do anything she could to protect the child she had raised from infancy. And on the hill of Golgotha, as Jesus was about to be crucified, a small group of people gathered at the foot of the hill to watch, and in that group was his mother, Mary.
Yeah, yeah.
She could have very well at that point said, oh no, this is not the Son of God, just to try to save her son. But she couldn't do that,
yeah,
because she knew of what was foretold of her, what was foretold of the baby that she carried, what was foretold of the child that she raised.
Amen.
What was foretold that he was the Son of God, come to earth to be able to save his people, save people from their sins.
Amen.
It says there is no other explanation for his birth. She had heard the announcement from the angel, and she had been there on that glorious night when he came into the world. Unexplained in human terms, he was the Son of God.
Hallelujah.
And
yeah,
she watched him die for what she knew was true. No loving mother could have ever done that had she known that the truth of the matter. She knew who he was. She knew who he was.
Amen.
And that allowed her to be able to stand, because she also knew what the word of God said, that he would be crucified. But all praise God, on the third day that he would be resurrected,
amen,
and that he would rise again, for and that he would be resurrected.
Amen.
And that he would ascend into heaven. He would go into heaven. And for your sins and for my sins was for the reason that he came.
Hallelujah.
As we contemplate all these things, we realize the miracle that occurred in Bethlehem needs to occur in our hearts as well. There must be a nativity in every human heart. The perfect coming to the imperfect. The perfect coming to dwell within the imperfect. For we cannot give birth to him or to his goodness on our own effort. We need him to enter into our lives miraculously, still and quiet, as he did on that Bethlehem morning, praise God.
True joy of Christmas.
The true joy of Christmas.
Amen.
Well, praise God. We thank God. We pray that, again, that word has just resonated in your spirit. We have about 5 minutes left in the broadcast tonight. If anyone would care to share, had this word ministered to you, if anyone would care to share any comments, if you have a prayer request, we'll be happy to take time to pray with you. But we want to make sure, again, that this word resonates in your spirit as you go through this reason. As you go through this season, keeping in mind that it is Jesus Christ who is the reason for the season, and that indeed he is the true joy of Christmas.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, we don't have one tonight that has dispatched in for a comment, so we're going to go ahead, praise God, with about 4 minutes left in the broadcast. We're going to wish each of you a very
Merry
Christmas.
Christmas.
And we pray your blessings upon you, that you and your families, friends, loved ones will enjoy this holiday season. And just keep in mind that Merry Christmas, because it is Jesus that is the reason for the season. Praise God, and to God be all the glory. Have a wonderful night.
God bless.
God bless.
from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Sing with me. Our God is an awesome God.
Created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
Judgment and wrath.